Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of AI and its impact on software economics.
Ooh, AI economics sounds complex, but I'm intrigued. This OpenAI model, O3, is shaking things up, right?
Absolutely. It's like, the more O3 thinks, the better the results, but the higher the cost. This changes the whole cheap digital services game. Remember the good old days of zero marginal cost?
Ha, those were the days. So is OpenAI doomed to be a tech darling that never quite reaches its trillion-dollar potential?
Well, investors are still betting big on them. But these increased costs, along with pressure from suppliers like NVIDIA, distributors like Amazon and Microsoft, and competitors like Google, it's a tough landscape.
It's like a pressure cooker. And didn't someone say the economics of AI are about to completely change?
François Chollet, an AI researcher, did. And he's not just talking. He threw down the gauntlet with that $1 million ARC challenge, visual puzzles meant to stump AI. But OpenAI's O3 aced it, 91.5%. Incredible, right?
Whoa. But at a cost, you said? Like, how much are we talking about?
Okay, so the cheaper version of O3 scored 82.8% on the ARC challenge, costing roughly $17 a question. But to get that 91.5%, they blew the budget. Estimates suggest maybe $3,000 to solve a single query.
$3,000? For a question a human can answer in seconds? That's nuts.
Exactly. It used to be that AI models, while more expensive than a simple search engine, were still affordable. OpenAI even offered free access. But now, their pro version of O1 is locked behind a $200 monthly paywall, and they're losing money because of these costs. Some analysts predict O3 access could be a whopping $2,000 a month.
Wow, but what makes O3 so special? Why is it so expensive to run?
It's the test-time compute approach. Instead of spitting out the first answer, O3 actually thinks harder about the question, and that thinking takes serious processing power.
I see. Interesting. So it's not just bigger training runs anymore. It's the actual use that's getting expensive.
Precisely. And that benefits those chip makers and cloud providers. Even Trump's getting involved with his Stargate data center project. Speaking of competition, Google's Gemini is also in the game, plus other tech firms and open source models. No one's getting a monopoly here.
Got it. So with these sky-high costs, what's the payoff? How can they justify these prices?
The hope is O3 will empower AI agents that boost productivity, making the cost worthwhile. Imagine an AI agent that can do the work of a math PhD, but that depends on how useful these models actually are.
True. And won't different uses mean more specialized models rather than one size fits all?
Absolutely. McKinsey points towards enterprise-specific AI. It'll likely be an oligopoly, not a monopoly. High barriers to entry, but no one player controlling the market. OpenAI's leading now, but Anthropic and Elon Musk's xAI are hot on their heels. O3's technically impressive, but their business model, the jury's still out.
Fascinating stuff. This is going to change everything. Thanks for breaking it down.
You're welcome. And thank you for listening to Nutty's Show. We'll be back next week with more delicious insights at the intersection of cooking and technology. Until then, stay nutty.
Bye-bye.